Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive later on today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin, of course, with reaction to a massive semi.
Oi, Goldstein, what about transfer deadline day?
Oh, yeah, the transfer window has closed, isn't it? Literally. Well, not literally. I mean, it was last night. 11th. Anyway, let's talk about that first, and then I'll tell you about the massive semi. Cue Mr. Transfer Deadline Day himself, Jim White.
It's all agreed between Chelsea and Benfica for Enzo Fernandes. Now it's down to getting the paperwork done. It's a race against time, but we think it's a race that Chelsea will win.
European football expert Kevin Hatchard has told TalkSport why Enzo Fernandes has all the qualities to make it in the Premier League.
He has the mentality to operate at a very high level. He's already done it at the World Cup. It's not much of a higher level than that.
Yeah, true.
He's done it in the Champions League in big games. And I genuinely believe that in the fullness of time, he'll show that he was certainly worth a lot of money. There are some that will never agree that he's worth that amount of money. But I can understand why Chelsea want to bring him in and why Benfica want to keep him.
Hold your breath. Hold your breath. I'm hearing that Chelsea have got one more hour. They've got an hour extension, Simon. Simon, do you want to check that out? You know who's just sent me that, right?
Yeah,
you go with that.
Yeah,
it's an hour-long extension. Yeah. That's what we're hearing. So that means Enzo Fernandes will get done tonight.
And here's the transfer guru, Alex Crook. Crook by name, but not by nature.
They had an extra hour, Chelsea, because this is an international transaction. Okay. Once they submitted deal sheets at 11 o'clock to say that most of the paperwork was done to get this British record transfer deal over the line. We haven't had official confirmation yet, but TalkSport understands Enzo Fernandes is now a Chelsea player, is now the most expensive player in the history of British football. That's a deal worth more than £115 million. It will be a long-term contract.
What about Manchester United, Alex? Closing in on Bayern Munich with a loan deal for the Austria midfielder Marcel Sabitzer. Will United fans be happy about that, do you think, tonight?
I think they'll be happy to get another body through the door, because Christian Eriksen obviously has been ruled out until April. This morning, the noises coming out of Old Trafford were there wouldn't be any more incomings. That would have left them really short-handed in midfield. Donny van de Beek having been ruled out for the season. Scott McTominay picked up a knock at the weekend. They did explore various options, I'm told, this afternoon. I think Erik ten Hag himself said to the board, look, I need some help here, guys. We're in four competitions. Get me somebody. There's a bit of a relationship between him and Bayern Munich where he was there as a coach. He'll have done his due diligence when it comes to Sabitzer. He was a good player at RB Leipzig. It didn't quite work out for him at Bayern, but there's a talent there. It's risk-free, isn't it? It's a loan deal to the end of the season. No option to buy, so it is literally a short-term fix to cover for the injury to Eriksen. And I'm being told in the last few minutes, this deal will get done. If not by 11 o'clock, again, the deal sheet will be put in place. But all is on course for Sabitzer to join Manchester United today.
At the moment, nothing coming out of Everton. And I think Evertonians tonight, what, is Sean Dyche going to be the only signing this January? Maybe. It seems that way at the moment.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Protest banners outside the training ground tonight. They are not happy.
And you can understand that. You know, you look at the deals they have been trying to get through the door. You've mentioned Ayew already. I'm not even sure he'd get a work permit, by the way, because he's been playing in Qatar. That's now a Category 6 league. And the other player they've been trying to sign in the last hour or so is Ismaïla Sarr at Watford. That was a loan deal, £2 million the offer, with an obligation to buy. Everton have been at the table for a lot of deals. And actually, they've been a hindrance to some of those clubs around them trying to sign players, because the feeling amongst other clubs is that Everton are offering to buy players, but they don't have the funds to see those deals through. I think these are worrying times for Everton.
James is an Everton fan who's desperate to come on and join us. James, do you think what you've got will keep you in the Premier League?
Not a chance. Genuinely not a chance. That crop of players that we've got right now, they have no fight. We need his fresh faces in this football club today. The club have stood still. Fahd Moshiri has stood still. Bill Kenwright is always standing still. Get them all out. Fahd Moshiri, the next thing I want to hear from you, you can ring this TalkSport up. The next thing I want to hear from your voice is, I am putting Everton Football Club up for sale immediately.
You sound as if it's you're seething, James.
It's a disgrace. I heard about the flags outside the training ground. Do you know what? We wait till Saturday.
Now, time to hear from the former Palace owner. No, I was right the first time. Simon Jordan.
You can point your finger wherever else you want, but everybody that's got half a brain knows that Moshiri's made all the decisions. They happen to have been, on the majority of the time, stinkers.
Well, where's the evidence of their productivity today?
Well, what productivity are you asking them to do? You've got a director of football. Anyone else is incidental. All they want to do is vent their spleen. Now, what you've got now is what you've got. Would you prefer to have a demonstration and vilify everybody that's there, create a toxic atmosphere for the games on Saturday and the games that are coming
up? That won't help.
It won't help anybody. It doesn't help anything. It does not help a single thing. I understand it's their football club. I understand that they feel enraged by the whole set of experiences that they're having. But that's not going to solve anything. That will get you that extra 2 yards of steps into the Championship.
On now to the Sports Bar with Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy.
That tells you all we need to know about where they are financially. Frank had a similar problem.
They sold Anthony Gordon for 45 million.
They sold Richarlison.
Right, so they've made 100 million pounds.
So 100 million pounds.
And they've not signed a player.
Well, they bought in Cody. And they bought in...
Tarkowski. Damari Gray.
That was 1.5.
More pay.
That's it.
I mean, come on.
But what I'm saying, there's your problem. The squad needs freshening up. Sean Dyche has got a big job on his hands, mate. Big job.
And it's a new arrival at Crystal Palace. Nawiru Amada has completed his £10.5 million move from Stuttgart. He's a French midfielder. It's significant because it means Everton, now the only club this window not to sign a single player.
Breaking news, Jorginho, we spoke about that move from Chelsea to Arsenal. It's now happened. Jorginho is an Arsenal player.
Don't talk about what he's not good at. What is he good at?
Yeah.
Well, he can control the tempo of a game. Rarely gives the ball away. Incredibly experienced. He is a leader. What he will give to Arsenal is something a little bit different. They can control the tempo of the game, control the game in a different way. He will keep the ball. Out of possession, yes. 1v1 is a concern. He can't run. I think it works for both sides. His contract was up in the summer, somewhere between 10 and 12 million pounds. Chelsea got a player off the books. We spent a lot of money. They're getting an experienced player.
Jorginho, right footed. Oh, audaciously done!
If you think about what they're going to be going for in the next few months, you need people who have won major trophies, and he is definitely one of those. And he's the kind of guy that can say to some of the younger players when they are feeling that pressure, he's been there and he's done it. I think it's a really smart piece of business.
TalkSport breaking news.
In the last few seconds, Pedro Porro to Tottenham from Sporting Lisbon, 40 million quid. He's in there, Alex. That one is done. So Conte, you would think, would be happy. Or happier.
Happier, I think. I think he would probably have still wanted one or two more signings. We were told at lunchtime by sources at Tottenham this would be the only significant addition today. They've signed Arnaut Danjuma. That was a bit of a circus involving his potential move to Everton, and probably again backs up Simon's point about how hard Everton have found to recruit players. Jude Sumsat Bell has come in, a youngster from Chelsea. Is that enough to keep Antonio Conte? Probably not for long.
Okay, we don't have long. 7 minutes to go until the window slams shut, it would seem.
Matt Doherty has left Spurs on a free transfer to join Spanish club Atletico Madrid, having mutually agreed to terminate his contract with the North London club.
What about your club, Jamie? Pedro Porro looks like he's coming in, but Doherty, Jed Spence.
I mean, Doherty, wow. I mean, Carlsberg agent. I mean, Atletico Madrid. I mean, it's unbelievable from his agent to make that happen. Jeez.
Isn't that amazing? We're talking about Spurs, and the biggest story is players that leaving.
We've brought in Pedro Porro. Right, so don't start. What are you doing? Trying to suck me in.
The biggest eye is left.
Nottingham Forest only need a stand-in because Dean Henderson is injured, and they've gone out and they've got Keylor Navas. Deal not done yet, but it's agreed between the two clubs. Navas has accepted personal terms. Again, it's a bit of a race against time because it's all developed very quickly at the end of the day. But that is another statement signing, isn't it?
I wonder, does Steve Cooper know anything about it? Hang on a second. Isn't this the fellow that signed too many players and ultimately Nottingham Forest are going to be in carnage? No, getting towards mid-table now, aren't they?
Well, how many have they got through the door? I'll tell you how many. Since the summer, that's the 28th signing.
That is Forest. That is incredible.
You ever heard anything like that?
No, but ultimately what we were told at the beginning of the season, this was outrageous. It was never going to be able to be knitted together. Ultimately, you've got an owner that's far too busy for his own good and putting immense pressure on his manager who's going to be fired. A, his manager hasn't been fired. B, his team has got better. And C, they've knitted themselves together.
Did you not say, hang on, it is getting a bit overcrowded at the entrance?
No, I've reserved my judgment on the basis, because the big argument was, how much of this does Steve Cooper know about? And, you know, I still maintain that he probably knew about quite a lot of it.
This deadline has now been reached and the window is shut. And shut it was.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
On now to the fallout from a massive semi. Oh, there's more on the other side, is there? In the Carabao Cup, where Eddie Howe's Newcastle are off to Wembley for the first time since 74-75, when, of course, they played in the Texaco Cup final. That probably wasn't at Wembley, was it? It's probably in a car park somewhere. Anyway, they beat Nathan Jones's Southampton.
Geordie jubilation all around. After years of desolation, elation. Newcastle United in their first League Cup final since 1976. Their first major final since 1999. Such a huge, significant step forward after the wilderness years. Newcastle United 2, Southampton 1.
Here's former England fullback Danny Mills with words coming out of his mouth.
And this place is absolutely bouncing. That day at Wembley is going to be something very special for these Newcastle fans. But getting there is not enough. They've got to go there and they've now got to win it. And they've got every chance of that now.
What a night. I've just left the stadium. Really, really happy with the result. Obviously, Bruno got sent off. But first time to Wembley for a seriously long time. Even if we don't win, we get to have that moment and that time at Wembley.
And Sunday, 26th of February, last one out of Newcastle, turn out the lights because the Toon Army are heading south to the Carabao Cup final. Topped off, flags out, away the lads on Wembley Way.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 7 p.m, it's Manchester United against Nottingham Forest. It's the Carabao Cup semi-final, second leg. Oh, you mean another massive semi? You're so immature. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.